Today we're really here to look, particularly as Chris is here, to look at the issues surrounding crime and how you can best deal with that from a political standpoint. But I just want to set the scene slightly, because I think it's time really that we as a political class really got to understand the nature of what has been going on in our society. Many of you already know this, many of you have known it for a long, long time, that crime didn't start on the day that somebody committed a crime and got found and got put inside.
Crime started before that. It didn't actually start really at the ice cream van down there. Although, as a small boy, I'm sure probably the temptation is there. The reality is, it didn't really start even there. It didn't start even particularly in your school. We keep going back, and as you track that, you begin to realize that actually, for far too many people in society, crime began before they were born. And that is a really strong belief of mine now, and more of a work of study, both in social science, but even particularly now backed up by neuroscience, demonstrates that the damage that we start children with is damage that they keep, and that damage becomes more and more difficult as they go through. We now know that you can pretty much figure out where an 18-year-old will be. It will take at the time that they're 2.5 or 3 years old. The signs are there. There are, of course, physical signs, including the scale of size and capacity of their brain to be able to deal with challenges, but it's also in their behavior. And most particularly the two things I just want to center on for a second, something which we never really thought about, which is a real cause of crime, ultimately, is the inability of a small child to have imbibed the concept of empathy from their parents.